Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Why are pro-aborts claiming unborn babies don't have heartbeats? PRI President Stephen Mosier reports in LifeSite News. The abortion movement has finally woken up to the fact that state after state is banning abortions after the fetal heartbeat can be detected. And they are aware that these laws are not only saving tens of thousands of babies from their clutches today, but that they will save even more in the years to come. This is because the ultrasound machines in standard use today can reliably detect a heartbeat at 6 weeks. But as the technology continues to improve, the beating hearts of the unborn will be able to be detected earlier and earlier in pregnancy. How early? Embryologists like Dr. Peter Ward tell us that the heartbeat begins on the mere 22 days after conception. The human heart is one of the earliest organs to develop, he says, as the myocardium, or heart muscle, starts beating about 22 days into development. This means that the heartbeat legislation passed today is the gift that will keep on giving. It will protect more and more unborn children from an untimely death in the future as ultrasound technology advances. It is not unreasonable to think that one day soon the technology will be able to pick up even those very first heartbeats at 22 days. In states that have heartbeat laws in place, babies will be protected from that point onwards. Abortions will become rare. Dr. Grazi Christie, MD, a radiologist who works with pregnant women, noted that she has already been able to detect fetal heartbeat as early as 5 weeks after conception. So, what does the abortion-minded left do in response to this happy conjunction of scientific fact and technological progress that will save lives? Well, they do what they always do. They deny the science and redefine the terms. Planned Parenthood, realizing the danger to its bottom line from heartbeat legislation, has gone into cover-up mode. On July 25th, it stealth-edited its description of fetal development, changing the clear note that a very basic beating heart and circulatory system develop, end quote, by 5 or 6 weeks, to the misleading, and I quote, a part of the embryo begins to show cardiac activity that sounds like a heartbeat on an ultrasound, end quote. Of course it sounds like a heartbeat, because it is a heartbeat. Taking their cues from Planned Parenthood, science deniers in the mainstream media have also taken to poo-pooing the idea that six-week-old babies in the womb have a real heartbeat. The leftist lunatics at the New York Times actually went even further. Not only did they claim that at 6 weeks the fetus has only a primitive tube of cardiac cells that emit electric pulses and pump blood. They went on to assert that the sound heard on an ultrasound is, and we quote here, created by the machine itself, which translates the wave of electrical activity into something audible, end quote. Well, it was up to Stacey Abrams to turn a useful scientific tool into a weapon to subjugate women. The Democrat candidate for Georgia governor is now claiming that there is, and I quote, no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body, end quote. Who knew that ultrasound machines were designed by misogynists to reinforce patriarchy? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's flippant disregard for the unborn has reached a new low amid her unfounded claims about abortion restrictions, all the while claiming to be Catholic. Now, Speaker Pelosi has ventured into the absurd, ironically labeling the pro-life movement goal of restricting abortions and saving the unborn as sinful. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has once again, and I quote here now from LifeSite News, has once again criticized the pro-life movement, calling its efforts to save unborn babies sinful. And I continue, Pelosi made the remarks during a roundtable discussion, which took place at the University of California in San Francisco to mark Women's Equality Day last Friday. The fact that this is such an assault, so-called, on women of color and lower-income families is just sinful. It's sinful, Pelosi said about abortion restrictions. Speaker Pelosi's moral compass has been inverted, accusing the pro-life movement of an offense against God. It is sinful, according to Pelosi, that we defend life in the womb. It is sinful, according to Pelosi, that we protect young, vulnerable, and desperate women from the pain and remorse that follows abortion. It is sinful, according to Pelosi, that we protect the least among us, the unborn, by finally abolishing the abortion industry. Pelosi is completely backwards, having clearly lost sight of the truly sinful and horrendous act of abortion. Abrams's claim that ultrasound machines manufacture sound out of electrical impulses is equally nonsensical. As Dr. Gracie Christie, a radiologist who works with pregnant women, explains, this is not just a manufactured thing, this is science. It's called the science of Doppler signals. It has to do with sound waves. We can see the blood flow. We can watch the valves flutter, and we can watch the walls of the heart also move as the baby's heart beats. On the science of the fetal Doppler heartbeat, no, Stacey Abrams, it's not a sound manufactured by men to oppress women. It is a heartbeat. Leftists excel at distorting reality for political ends. They claim that instead of two sexes, there are actually 57 genders and counting. They reject the biological reality of male and female, insisting that with a snip here, a snip there, and a cutout over here, you can somehow transform the one into the other. And for decades, they have claimed that unborn babies are merely the products of conception or a clump of cells. So I am not surprised that the reaction of pro-aborts to our insistence that abortion stops a beating heart is to deny that babies have hearts. But the science is settled. Even as early as 22 days after conception, babies really do have hearts. I'm not so sure that the people who would deny that have hearts of their own. If they did, it's hard to imagine that they would be so heartless. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.